Several countries and the United Nations said they have aircraft ready to deliver much-needed food, water, medicines, and other relief supplies to those who are stranded in the flooded areas of Burma's Irrawaddy Delta, the rice-growing region that was the scene of the worst devastation. Diplomats in Burma say the death toll may reach 100,000 people, with as many as 1 million others left homeless. Most victims have yet to receive any aid, and officials say the full scope of the disaster will not be truly known until disaster teams go in to assess the damage. For now, relief supplies are sitting on airplanes and storehouses outside Burma. A sign of hope emerged earlier Thursday when it was widely reported that Thai officials said Burma agreed to allow a U.S. military C-130 cargo airplane to deliver humanitarian supplies. But later in the day, U.S. Ambassador to Thailand Eric John said no such airlift was happening. He said there had been a miscommunication.
This morning, what they had from the Burmese government was permission for us to use the C-130. Since then, that decision, I think, has been sort of taken back by the Burmese, and they're still, I think I would characterize it as it's still under study by the Burmese authority. So we don't have permission yet for the C-130 to go in.
Burma's military, which has controlled the country since 1962, has been reluctant to accept assistance for disasters because of suspicions that a foreign presence might be subversive. In his remarks to reporters, the U.S. diplomat presented members of an American disaster assistance response team waiting in Bangkok for visas to go into Burma to start helping people. The envoy says the Burmese generals have nothing to fear.
These are humanitarian workers. They're ready to go in to help. They're not going in to overthrow the government. They're not going in to spy. You know, they have specific skills for immediately responding to disasters.
Humanitarian workers from several countries lined up at the Burmese embassy in Bangkok to present applications for visas. The majority of them were turned away. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.